AI imitates art, imitates life, imitates AI? Today we're unpacking the AI hallucinations that became real and open a huge vulnerability to those who have been leaning on LLMs to help with their coding. What up, y'all? I'm Phil Buck, and you're watching AI Roundup, your weekly digest of all things AI related. If you like what we're doing here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Remember the days when the biggest worry about downloading something from the internet was whether it was the song you wanted or a cleverly disguised virus? Yes, I'm talking about you millennials on LimeWire or Kazaa downloading Gin and Juice by Phish.exe on your parents' computers. Sure they didn't appreciate that. Well, the game has evolved, and now it's not just about what you're downloading, but whether it should exist in the first place. And now for some words I didn't ever imagine myself saying, but we're talking about AI-generated ghost packages. Yes, these ghost packages are the result of developers turning to AI for some coding advice. It suggests a package that sounds perfect, but there's a twist. This package is straight out of AI's imagination. It's just a hallucination by the LLM. We've actually experienced this here on our shows when we use ChatGPT, and it will simply create stories, or it will create the authors for legit stories that we're trying to use. It creates all of this information out of thin air. It's listed right there who wrote the story, but ChatGPT will say Henry Smith. And we've also heard stories of lawyers who were using advice from language models only to find out that they were hallucinating previous lawsuits as precedent. And this is the reality we're navigating, as discovered by Bar Lagnato, the digital detective at Lasso Security. Lagnato uncovered this same chilling truth. Generative AI models, our go-to right now for quick coding solutions, are prone to making stuff up. That's right, including software packages. To test the waters, Lagnato crafted a package named Hugging Face-CLI, and it's a figment of AI fantasy. Lo and behold, it was lapped up by thousands of developers. How did this happen? Why would he craft this Hugging Face-CLI? To clarify, programmers who were turning to LLMs to automate some of their work were getting back code that called on a non-existent package called Hugging Face-CLI. And this is to install a command line interface to use Hugging Face. And there is a proper Hugging Face-CLI package, which is installed using pip install -u, here's the catch, Hugging Face _ hub, open bracket, CLI, close bracket. But the LLMs were incorrectly calling on pip install Hugging Face -CLI. And it's kind of a small oversight maybe to you and I if we're not doing coding, but it's one that opens a huge gaping vulnerability for those that used it. And this code with the non-existent package went out into actual releases from these developers. And as crafty as Lagnato was, as he discovered the reoccurring package in the existing software, he decided to test the waters to see if he could create and upload an actual Hugging Face-CLI to the Python package index. And lo and behold, it worked. Even wilder is that this hallucinated package was so prevalent in software that directions about it made its way into README instructions for Alibaba's Graph Translator. So honestly, I think this is an amazing feat by Lasso and Lagnato to not only suspect the ramifications, or rather the pitfalls, of depending on LLMs to aid in coding, but go on to actually uncover real examples that could be exploited. So why should you care? Well, imagine if these ghost packages were not just empty boxes, but Trojan horses for malware. The implications could be catastrophic, with our digital defenses possibly breached with a single command line. And let's be real, that is very much a possibility. I feel certain that there must be at least one more example of something like this that's happened before or simultaneously to this Hugging Face command line snafu, and it's just waiting to be found. I think that's why Lagnato's experiment wasn't really just a stunt, it's a warning. His findings reveal a dangerous game of digital Russian roulette with AI models like ChatGPT, 3.5, 4, and others repeatedly conjuring the same non-existent packages across various coding queries. The silver lining? No reported case of malicious use yet. But this digital Pandora's box underscores a critical blind spot in our AI-assisted development process. Trust, it seems, is not just a human issue, but a burgeoning concern in the realm of artificial intelligence. As we stand at the crossroads of innovation and security, the tale of Phantom Packages serves as a reminder that in our rush to embrace the future and to get these things out to market, we really need to try to tread more carefully, lest we fall into more of these unseen pitfalls laid by the very tools we rely on. What does this mean for the future of coding, cybersecurity, and AI's role in development? Only time will tell, but I think this is just yet another testament to the real value of what we're referring to as AI right now. It's nothing more than a handy tool to help work through your process, but it's absolutely not an end-all be-all solution to anything from art to writing to coding. We've said it here so many times that the way LLMs and diffusion models, etc. currently operate, they just can't be trusted to push the on button and walk away. It's not a set it and forget it type of tool. They very much require a human's hand-holding to be effective. So what do you think? Share your thoughts and let's keep this conversation going in the MSP Media Network Discord for a more heated, or as I like to say, possibly more nuanced debate. Anyway, that's it for today's AI Roundup. If you're enjoying what we do here on the show, please hit that like button and sub to the channel. Signing off for this April 3rd episode of AI Roundup, I'm Phil Buck, and I'll see you next time.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.